Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wasted on Wednesday with Casey Gale and Tina Lorraine, only on LA Talk Radio.
Yep, it's Wednesday, and you know I'm wasted.
I am too.
Ooh, I got to go home for the first time.
Early. Must be nice. What is that?
Is that me? Lamar.
Lamar's in the house,
turn
as you
it
can
off.
See.
That's right.
I wasn't that Sam. Yeah, we've all done it. You've just been christened.
All right.
Don't feel bad. It happens.
What's going on?
I'm going to do it still again.
Today's show is brought to you by our fine sponsors at Bologna Malukian LLP, one of the finest law firms on the West Coast, and we're not bullshitting. They're the finest, and you know, Tina and I have extra swag because we got a law firm, and we talk shit in the streets, and we dare you to do something.
I know.
We dare you to.
You're not a lawyer.
You know what? I'm really juiced. Look, I got a pen. I was wondering why.
When we get the t-shirts made, we sending you a t-shirt.
Hell yeah.
Please, you know what? Look, I wear sponsors all the time.
Oh my lord!
He represents.
Spare enough. Holler at us. And they're 818 Injury 8 Finest, and our next lawyers are Loyalty Auto Group. I don't know what to say.
They're just ill. They get you whatever you need, whatever ride you want.
Did you figure out who you're going to get your car tinted by?
No.
Oh, you
maybe
know what?
I could ask the
I'm glad you said that because you know what? I asked someone and they told me that the reason why it's hard here is because it's a law here.
Yeah, and it's...
There's a certain tint that you only can get.
And it's a fine law.
And if it's any darker, that's how you get pulled over.
Yeah, and the thing is, I've seen people get tints from the factory.
Yeah.
Get a ticket.
Yeah, you get
so
a ticket.
So it's one of those things where the popo could be like, oh, we're here to fuck with your tint.
There's not a lot of... So that's the reason why it's hard for people to tell you, people that tint.
I was literally like, so nobody fucking knows?
Because
like...
Well, no, it's because... Because it's only like one shade past factory.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
People are like, why even
so
get
factories
it?
Fuck
oh,
up too.
Oh, why even get it?
No, you... Well,
no, my arms be burning in the car. Today, my neck
get you some
was
SPF,
burning.
50
yeah,
or
you
kind of
yellow.
For real.
You better stop fronting.
SPF 50 or 100.
And they're the greatest sponsor for the car rentals. I'm going to have me an Audi tomorrow for 4th of July.
Are you serious?
No, wait a minute. The law firm or the...
No, no. We have two sponsors, a law firm and a car company. They sell and they rent cars. Loyalty.
Really? You got to give me that. You got to give me that information.
Bro. Yeah, they're dope. They're dope. Socko, Hyro, Art.
Hey. If y'all sponsor me, trust me. Because I give a lot of money.
Yeah.
So you know what? I give her so much money, I got a free... A car 3 days last
for real?
Week.
Oh,
yeah. Damn. Oh,
well,
oh,
because you know, when I travel and do stuff on the
road,
yeah,
of course,
you know, when we go places, we have to, you know, rent a car
and you need to drive in something nice.
Yeah,
I'm be honest with y'all. I don't like driving. I Ubered here. I have a car, I have two cars at home, and I Ubered here.
We don't say Uber on this radio show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I don't talk with Uber no more.
I can't wait to get it. I already love dudes. This is,
I hate driving. I really hate driving.
And if you mention Tina now, you get free tent with your cars.
Yeah.
So
that's
what I'm saying. Have you figured out your tint situation?
Oh, that's what made you think that. So
yeah.
I need to go talk to my boys.
So if they're giving
Loyalty
out people free tints for mentioning us, what do you think they're gonna do for you?
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
Okay, there it is. Now
the show.
I love you. I love. I have some memories to your some of your music. So it's
really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Can't wait to say.
Because I wasn't really like, you know, I was a straight jock, but I played some things sometimes, and it worked out very well. I want to thank you.
We want to
thank
hear.
The group. You know me. You know me. I'm nasty. I got issues.
I'm
excited to talk to you. I have so much about the history of the game, what you've been through. I don't know where to start, but I want to go into the zoo thing.
Well, let's start. This is Wasting on Wednesdays, and our guest today is Lamar Lubin, also known as Deuce. I love Deucey, baby. Yes. From DRS. I know you guys know Gangsta Lean. That is... Yes, everybody always yelling at that.
Our fans do.
Your fans do, but I know there's a new generation that doesn't know. But you know what's a trip?
Jesus, isn't...
But the trippy part is, and then God rest his soul, but with Nipsey passing away, I got a youngster who was 20 who sent me a thing going, oh my God, you're famous. And I was like, huh? What do you mean? And so apparently when he passed away, there were two youngsters that were driving in the car and they were playing Gangsta Lean and they were singing it to Ipsy and they were tribute. And so the guy got like 60, 70,000 views. So, and then a lot of Hispanics, you know,
Right.
I don't see if I posted on Facebook, my friend went to a car show. So I'm going to start doing the car shows again.
Because, of course.
Because they play it all the time. And they're like, and someone mentioned in the crowd, they said, what's Deuce doing? So she was showing them about my show. And she's like, oh, he's still around. And, you know, he's still doing his thing.
Music.
Yeah. So check him out. So, you know, I mean, I'll be honest with you. When we did the song, I never thought in a million years that I could go over to Japan and hear it played. Or Australia or New Zealand. Wow. You know what I'm saying?
And they know everything. They know
what's so sad though is they know more about me than I know about myself. Like I'm serious. Like, was that me and you that time, that white guy we met? And he was like, oh man, you sang on background of this. And I was like, oh, like this
I did do that.
Yeah.
Like I was like, oh, I did. Like, oh, you saw. Like, oh, it was in the credits. Because, you know, they don't have liner notes no more. Yeah. So these kids have to either try to Google and either Google's going to be right or Google will be wrong. But, you know, a lot of us, you know, we helped each other out back in the day. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you'd be singing a song. You go, oh, my God, that sounds just like you. And you'd be like, yeah, that's me in the background. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't get credit because back then, sometimes we did stuff for each other.
But, like, overseas, what I appreciate about them, they think that they need to learn our culture, and they feel like everybody over here knows the culture really well. Mm-hmm. So they're like, oh, I got to prove to them that I know it. And then they come over, and they know it way better than everybody over here.
And sometimes you'd be like, what song was that? Like, I don't know. Like, who was they related?
So they looking at you like, you don't know?
Man, I went to, I did a show in Glendale, and I had these Armenians come up, and they were like, oh, we love your show. Can you do Walk the Dog? And I was like, Walk the Dog? Like, what is that? And they're like, oh, that's something Rufus Carter or Rufus whatever. And I was like, no, I don't know that song. Rufus Thomas. I'm sorry. Rufus Thomas. What is Rufus Thomas? And I had to look it up. And I was like,
Oh, you put me on the song.
Yeah, put me on the song. And then Rufus Thomas happens to be Carla Thomas. His father. And
no.
Yeah, Carl Thomas's
dad.
No, Carla Thomas.
Carla Thomas.
Oh, I was like,
Carla
Thomas. That's where he came
from. No, when he said it the second time, I was like, oh, Carla. I was like,
she's an old school singer, queen of the blues now, I guess, or something like that. But she, but what tripped me out was that her father, and you never know, the way this industry was going, you just never know who's related to who.
That's how a lot of people get. Well, we
get on.
They know. I remember we hearing Young's all about who you know, and you'd be like, no, I'm going to break the barriers myself.
I always say it's who you know or who you blow.
And you know what?
I haven't said that in a while.
And, I hate to say it, Tina, but you might be right.
She is right.
You fucking somebody.
Or your sister or your auntie or somebody.
They work at Viacom, so they get you this job here.
Like, and they be like, you know what? I've been messing with, maybe let me talk to him and see if he can get you on the show.
You know, my homegirl, you like that? Damn. So what you saying? I'm joking. I was going to have a terrible joke.
Was it nasty?
Of course.
Say it. Why are you holding back?
How you going to get the show to advance, Tina? Who we got to talk to?
Why you gotta put her on blast?
I don't know, because she came out.
What about you? You gotta do something.
I'm not a blower, but I'm a licker.
Maybe there's a lady on top.
I'm gonna be honest with you. A lot of
I'm willing. Tina, I'll do for the show.
All right, you take one for the team.
And if you ask Terry Crews, he's gonna be a lot of guys.
I can't believe the dude did it in front of his wife, though. That's what the whole crazy about that story.
Oh, yeah, actually, I'm gonna be honest with you. I've been in the industry for a long time, and I can.
Okay, let's talk about the industry.
I can. Which one do you mean? The
3T. They do a show here.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Oh, I was just at a funeral with them a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I saw them.
They're great.
Boys.
Yeah. My boy Clyde, give it up, Clyde Jenkins.
He
worked with them, and he passed away, so we were all up there at the funeral together.
Rest in peace,
saw him and stuff like that. And
producer, you know, Clyde Jenkins?
No, he was their, one of their managers. He was like A&R for them.
What if I met him? Because they
a little short. He used to work.
That's why they weren't here last week, then.
He was at Capitol. They used to be at Capitol Records and went to the MJJ. And he actually used to manage the 3Ts.
Yeah, they still touring, you know, but they're great. Very humble.
Well, you know what? I'll be honest with you. They'll probably tell you, Taj and they'll probably tell you, the music is really changed and it's not the same.
Yeah, Taj is exactly the one who told me.
It's not the same, and it's changed. And what's really sad is that, not that I don't like the new music, because, you know, I ain't gonna lie, even though we talk
some
about
it.
Some, you know, we be talking about the music, but you know, you catch us in the car. Of course, you catch us in the club. You be like,
people
I like the baby.
That, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then, you start doing that. And so it's not that I don't like the music, but it's just that, I don't know, it's just that they don't have a, what's sad about the new generation is, my grandmother was a famous blues singer.
See, I know where you're going.
And so my thing is that when I came up, I was like, I don't want to sing no blues. I don't want to do no jazz. And my grandma was like, you need to learn theory. You need to learn this and that. And I was like, I don't want to do all that. And then I did it. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm so glad I did it, because
you understand music.
Well, I understand. And the thing is, like, I can have, like last week I had laryngitis, but I did a show still. Mm. And you know, it's like, I was like, let me just rest and do this. And then I told my musicians, I said, we're going to just lower the keys. We're just going to do this. And I'm going to do light songs. I'm going to do Luther. I'm going to do some Teddy, and I'll do some James Ingram.
Yeah.
You know, and some Fly Me to the Moon crap, like, you know, stuff like crap, but stuff like that. So I did it. And what tripped the audience, this lady came up and said, do you realize you sang in every genre of music? You went from blues to R&B to hip-hop to
you've done Bruno Mars. I've seen. I love that.
Really?
Oh, I do everything. Awesome, I do everything. Bruno Mars. Well, my thing is, but I'm able to do that because of learning music theory.
Right.
And what's so sad is, I won't give out any names, but they are on a reality television show. Hmm. There are some of these rappers and singers on these shows. And I did a Christmas thing with them. I don't wish it would be that time, but I asked one of them, I said, hey, the dat's not working.
Yeah.
Like,
it wasn't working. And they're like, I said, but I have a band. Hey, can you do a Christmas song? And what key do you sing it in? And they were like, I only sing my music. And I said, but you can't get your music on. But let's just do an old-fashioned Christmas song that everyone knows. But just tell me what key. And they're like, key. And they were like, I sing it like this. And I'm thinking, this is really sad that you are. This is
a you're representing
this
music.
This is a multi-platinum artist.
Yeah.
Won't give out the name. You know who you are. That does not know, that does all these shows and can't go somewhere and tell you what key their song is in.
Yeah.
And that's not only their fault, but I think it's
or how to be versatile.
Fault.
How is it your something's fault? Wrong.
It's our fault, because what we need to do, we need to become a community that we need to teach. And even if they don't want to learn, we need to teach these youngsters, and we need to get in their face and say, hey, this is what you need. Because I understand that, like, you know, like with me, I'm still owed money. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'm still owed money from MC Hammer because of the bad deal that we went through and all the stuff that we went through, and we didn't learn. And the thing is that it was so sad that we didn't have a community. Like, you know, like, no offense, like, Jews
and the
have,
resources, because now resources, you can just Google a lawyer.
You can Google stuff or
and
do
find
stuff.
Out if
and so,
right.
What's happened now is that because I've gotten smarter and I do have a lawyer, and Tavius Weems, and
shout out to all legal counsel.
Yeah,
because of my lawyer, I'm able. I mean, I'll be honest with you, my lawyer is the reason why I was able to survive.
Yeah,
nowadays.
See, you smart
because you know because I had to do that because. After a while, I mean, after you get dicked so long, you'd be like, I just can't keep going through this, doing this and doing that. And it's hard in this industry because when you do live music, I try to promote black businesses, but it's hard because, you know, because they don't understand that sometimes we're an asset to them and we're bringing people in. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you got to know what your worth is.
Yeah. People tend to say black business means free business.
Well, but the problem is, it's not just the people that go there.
Yeah.
It's the owners themselves. It's the owners themselves. Because what happens is they feel like, well, we have a business here. You should bring us money, but we shouldn't bring anything back to you. And it shouldn't be like that. It really should be like, I give to you, you give back, we work together. Yeah. Mm. But we don't have, the reason why is because we don't have that in the community, and we don't have it in the music industry because everyone's about, it's about me. Right. It's always about me. It's not about community. It's not about about us being a band, being a group. You notice there's no more groups anymore?
I was going to talk to you about that as a question
you
of mine.
You notice there's no more groups. You know why? Because it's a me society now.
Yeah.
It's all about me. It's like, you know, I have
I'm
to give it up for Migos.
Something for
well,
ways.
I have to give it up for one thing.
Yeah, that's
one
the thing.
Even though I think there's
Destiny
songs,
Child was probably the last group.
It's repetitive and it sounds the same, but the Migos, I have to give them credit because they have, even though they're doing separate projects, one thing I do like about the Migos is that they work together.
And people try to break them up, too.
Yes, but they learned, I don't know if they learned from Wu-Tang, I don't know if they learned who they want to learn from, but they've learned that we are better, we're stronger together than we are by ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get up there and do this and that, but when the rubber hits the road, You know what I'm saying? You'd rather have, and the thing is, you'd rather be around people like that have $10 million apiece.
Yeah. Because
then if five of us are together, that's $50
million. Right.
As opposed to just having one $10
million. Did Ray Shermer break up?
Who?
You don't know those kids, those two little boys. They had a song called
Let Me Go. The ones that were in the beach.
Yeah,
I haven't seen
who the fuck
I
think is
they
that?
Ray Sherman. They did the song.
Oh, right. No, they didn't break up. You sure? They've been doing stuff singly. That's you're right.
That's what I'm saying. Even Sway Lee, even two. You can't even have Post two Malone people. And you're right for bigging up the Migos because I've seen media, other rappers try to separate them, and they're like, nah.
And I give him credit for that because the thing is that you don't have group. And I was looking at the other.
That's why
I was like, dang, don't nobody want to sing. I mean, we have collaborations.
I missed that, like you Jagged Edge.
You have collabos, but you don't have. And I go, well, what's going to happen in the future when they do the concert?
The only group is that Korean group.
Yeah.
And they are killing it.
20 people in that group.
Yeah, well.
I'm like, how are they making money? But anyway, I'm like.
Touring. They tore out the ass.
But I'm, you know,
enough to split.
And you know what? And I'm happy.
What happened to R&B groups?
There's no money in it, they feel.
We used to have God.
And then we don't. And then the groups, you know, it's hard. I'll be honest with you. Because we weren't brought up with the man. That's what happened to my group. My group, I was offered to be solo.
Right.
So it trips me out when I watch the New Edition movie because I felt for Ralph because I'm not saying I'm the baddest singer around, but I can do my thing. But yeah. I was offered to be able to be by myself.
Yeah.
And I remember I said I did a movie soundtrack called Jason's Lyric.
Yeah.
And I remember I got approached to do it by myself. But at the time, the way my group was going, I said I couldn't do it by myself. I needed the group to do it because I said we already were at that point. We're about to break up.
And you guys are a harmony. You're a sound.
Well, it wasn't just.
Everybody has their piece.
Well, it wasn't even that because some of us, I'll be honest with you, some
just
of my people.
Just standing in.
Some of us were just standing there. But anyway, so it was just really just two or three of us that really carried a lot of stuff. But the thing is, but you have to understand, but there's a poster with five of you sitting there.
Mm.
And when people see you, like even now, I redid the group and there's three of us. I still have people go, where are the other two at?
Yeah.
And they don't even realize that. I'm the only original member. The other two ain't original at all. So, you know what I'm saying? But when they see us, they go, there's only three. What happened to the other two? They still look for that. And so I just tell these people that when you, and then what happened with us is that, and I think it's because of our culture as well, is that when I didn't even want to be the lead singer of the group. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to be a part of the group.
Yeah.
You know what I wanted to do?
Bitches.
I just wanted to be, well, not just, I wanted to just be a part of the group and then one day slip away.
Yeah.
My own thing.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
They won't miss me.
But what happened is my voice was so strong. Yeah. They were like, they said, if you don't stay with the group or you don't sign, we don't want the group. So I was like, so how do you tell your boys? Well, and they're like, we've been trying to do this for our whole lives and this is up to you. So then you're like, well, what do I do? So I was like, okay, well, I guess we'll do it. But I told my group then, I'm only going to sign if we become a family and we work together. And, of course, everybody wants to be famous. So, of course, everybody's there.
Yeah.
We boys. We together. And then it happens that once you get in there.
They get that money in their pocket individually. The
money,
or
you
get
it's just fame. A taste of money, too.
Well, it's just it wasn't even money.
Yeah.
It was just and it was a taste of just people, you know.
Same thing. You're touring with Hammer now.
Yeah,
and
then you got the girl. Everyone's screaming at you. And then you have to sit back. And what these artists got to do is you can't take your... This is one thing my grandmother told me. My grandmother has a star. Well, she's passed away. God rest her soul. Linda Hop. She has a star on the Walk of Fame. And what happened is one time when I got with Capitol and I was about to blow up and I saw that billboard and I saw that we're about to blow up and they're like, oh my God, your song is going to... And I have DRS tattooed on me because I told Capitol if we...
You made it a family. You were like, that's how you...
Well, no, I told Capitol. I was just joking, saying, if we sell a million records, I tattooed DRS on my shoulder. And Capitol, when we got to the million, they flew us all out and we had this big old ceremony. And the president at the time, I think it was Gary Gersh at the time of Capitol, said, well, I guess Deuce, you're going to get a tattoo. And I said, huh? What are you talking about? Yeah. And they gave me my first plaque. And
oh my God! Because you sold 2.5 million copies.
So
DRS.
I got it done, and two other members got it done as well. And I remember I was like, well,
DRS for life.
I did tell everybody I was going to get it done, and so I thought with them doing that we were going to just be a solid unit. But then you get friends. And then you get people.
Family.
You get people in your ear.
Or people.
Well, you get people in your ear that go, you know, you don't really need them, or, you know, you're the one that makes. And you know what? My thing was, I always was told I was the Teddy Pendergrass of the group, mm-hmm. but I always was the one that was like, I don't care that I'm I need a group. And some people trip now because I think they have stagnated me in my career because I'm always waiting for them to, like, let's do this together. And even with me doing the new DRS, mm-hmm. Everyone's like, you just do your own thing. But I don't mind doing my own thing, but I also feel like I have an obligation to do something as DRS because that's what a lot of the fans know. And I'd like to, you know, I don't want to leave the chapter as like, because I'm mad at Unsung because I really feel we are the true Unsung group because we blew up so quick and then we just fell off and no one knew where we were at.
Yeah.
And nobody, and I tell people, I want to do a show called Second Coming. And it's basically about the industry people and people that own things and we got big and then they fell off.
You mean like a TV show?
Yeah, because
he already copyrighted that. Everybody leave that alone.
So yeah.
And we got lawyers on the
job. So the thing is that the reason why I want to do that is because, you know, people don't understand, like, two guys in my group are in prison right now. And you have to understand that when you've got fame and you get big fame, when you can go over to Hawaii and Japan and people scream and know you and they'll speak your language, but they say DRS and you trip. What happens is that when that fame, when you lose it and you lose the
fizzles
money,
out.
You, unless you are mentally prepared, unless you prayed up, unless you have family that has your back, unless you're an individual that can humble yourself and say, you know, I'm going to get me, because that's what I did. I'm going to get me a 9-to-5 and I'm going to work and I'm going to do my music and work or do something because I got to survive. Not like some of these musicians who, I ain't going to lie, she'll tell you, a lot of musicians slept on my couch.
Mm-hmm.
I've helped a lot of people.
And see.
And when they get back up, a lot of them are like, I don't trip that they don't see me or don't do anything for me. But my thing is that because I feel like as musicians, especially African American, we got to work with each other. We need to help each other out. We got to help each other out. We got to do that. You know, and she does that too. Like, you know, we ain't gonna mention the name, but, you know, she goes to the studio with them and makes sure they get up and eat and do.
Yeah.
She's done that. And you know what I'm saying? And I've tried to help people that she's brought through and said, hey,
thank
you. You know, and stuff like that. And they've turned on her or, you know, some and forget that you didn't have to do it, but you did it because you genuinely care about people and you genuinely want to do something. You know, my thing is also another thing I'd like to do is I'm trying to do a Saturday school for kids.
That's awesome.
That is my initial goal. If I get DRS back and I get my money back and I do all that, my goal is to work with Maxine
Waters
and do that about the Saturday schools like the Jews do and just have it funded by us because we need to teach our kids that being a slave was not such a, I mean, I understand people get mad when I say this, but okay, so we were slaves. So move on. We had that history, had that culture, but that means that we're strong people.
And we broke through it.
We broke through it. You know what I'm saying? And we survived. Mm-hmm. And we survived not only just that passage, but we survived all this crap that they've put
us
through.
Going at us.
Mentally, and done awesome. Physically. And you know what? And think about it. They want to be us. They don't want to be us, but you know what I'm saying? They want our attributes.
Yeah.
So we got to teach our kids that's a strong thing. We got to teach our kids about the contributions that they've made. We've got to teach them about our first language, actually, just like the Jews do about their language, and teach them that slavery that happened to us, just like they do with the Holocaust, will never, ever happen to us again, physically, mentally, or just, you know what I'm saying, or financially, that we have to teach our kids that. And we teach them about finances and all of that. And we need to do that. And we, as a community,
basic skill.
We need to do that for black and brown kids. We got to do it because if not, we are going to be lost in this next generation.
We're losing generations daily. And it's crazy because
if it wasn't for the Kardashians, we wouldn't have no black millionaire. thank you, Kardashians. Because we're going to have some black millionaires now. Thank you. Thank you.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I was thinking,
you're
like,
you think about it like that.
People don't even understand that whole dynasty.
They already got like 3 or 4 new black rich kids.
That new dynasty is going to be nothing but brown.
Yeah.
Wow, the Kardashian West clan. What is it, like 3 or 4 of them? Oh,
they're not playing.
Khloe got a baby by a black guy.
Yeah. Man, they got four.
Oh, wait, the other
Rob
Kylie
too.
Got a baby
Rob
by
too.
Oh, Rob got a baby with a black girl.
But I'm trying to tell you, that whole clan, that Kardashian clan, is going to be...
They're going to be dropping Edward all through the...
When they do their DNA test, they're black people.
And when they do their DNA, it's going to have Congo and Nigeria.
Yes.
They're going to do their ancestry DNA. Congo, Nigeria, Bali.
Damn, I never thought about that.
Think about
me
it. And so
they're curating a super race.
They are really, really, honestly. And I hope
with Hollywood connections.
And I hope that those kids
connected.
Well, I hope that those kids understand that, you know.
I think they will. I think that grandmother has got everybody. Chris has got everybody in order.
She's a black man now. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, she picks and chooses now. Like, oh, you getting old on me? Yeah. I got to get a younger one.
You know,
she got black dick.
You
know. She black.
Can I say
now.
That I've seen a lot of entertainers from our era. You look great. And I always go by the braids. You look good, man. You look happy.
No, seriously.
You look very good.
Really?
You look great. So it's a good, it's a natural, real smile.
Now, and, can I, you know, before we
because I've seen.
We have 15 minutes, right?
Yeah, talk your shit. Tell us everything. Just, get there.
You
do
know,
you.
I'm sorry. Can I just tell you guys what? Okay, so there's a young man that was named Nigel Shelby. He was a gay young man. Mm-hmm. And he killed himself.
Mm.
And so what happened is that I was reading a story about him, and it really made me sad because growing up I was bullied, I was talked about, I was teased. But I don't know what it was about me, but something in me, I don't know if it was God, but something in me made me, maybe because I grew really tall at a young age, but I became from being bullied to being almost the bullier.
Right.
Whoa.
I don't know if people understand that.
Yeah, I know. I know that totally.
I was bullied and then I became the one that would be like, I'm a whoop your for my friends.
Yeah.
They would come to me and say, and I would get a lot of protect young men that would go, hey, this happened, and they would come to me. And I was thinking, like, how did I go from being the one talked about the way I walked, or, you know, oh, you look, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't the most masculine dude growing up. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't play baseball very well, even though they put me in.
But I could sing way better than y'all.
This is when you know you're bad. I think when you put in left field, I think it's left.
Yeah, that's it.
When you're in left field, you're like, okay, I know I suck. But what happened with me, though, is that there's something in me that was like, I don't care what you say about me. You know, I'm a, you know, persevere. I'm going to go on. And so I really feel for these young kids that feel like they have no, there's nothing else they can do because you do not understand that it gets better later on. Mm. And you might have trials and tribulations right now, but you just never know what you're going to be when you get older.
Especially in their 20s and they can't, they're giving up.
This boy was 14 years old.
Oh, no.
And so these kids are, we have a large, so I'm going to be doing, so I got approached to do, it's called Compton Pride. It's going to be the first Compton Pride. It's July 6th.
Really?
I'll be on. Now, look, I'm older, so I'm going on at 1:30.
Because you got to sleep
Lori,
at 4.
No. Lori, look, Lori Moore is doing it, too.
Really?
So Lori goes on before me. Lori Moore goes on before me, and then I come on. We're older, so.
Compton
Pride. And so we're going to be doing it July 6th. It's free. She has 150. Princess Murray is the one that put it together. I mean, they've got Kaiser. They've got APLA. They got MAP. Yeah, all that. So I'm going to do a show based on bullying. So I got a little 15-20 minute show that I'm doing, and I'm singing Gangsterlean at the end because I'm going to be all those transgenders that have been killed and all the people, even the police, but also those young kids that have been killing themselves because of their sexuality and stuff like that. I'm dedicating Gangsterlean to them, doing that, and that's the 6th. Now the 19th.
Saturday.
The 19th, which is a Friday of July, I'm inviting everybody to come out to Brownstone, L.A., and it's on Pico, across from the Comedy Union, and I'm having a free birthday party. I tell people it's an African-American business, so if you come, buy a drink or two.
Please.
Please.
Support. Get looks some
like
wings.
It looks like I might have some celebrity friends coming through.
Don't come with no drama.
But
we got to make the black
will be there. My band will be there. I'll be performing, and some other people will be performing. And there might be some, you know, special surprises. But everybody's invited. Come on out. Have a good time. I call it Deuces Get Down.
I love that name.
Jamaicans, you too. Don't be sure y'all come out.
Check it out, Jamaicans. You know, let me tell you something.
Yes.
It's a Caribbean. It's a Afro-Caribbean Creole cuisine.
Oh.
One of the owners is from Jamaica. Well, two of the owners from Jamaica.
What's the name of the
Brownstone?
It's called Brownstone.
LA.
One of the owners is the cook is Jamaican. He's from Jamaica. So his food is influenced by Jamaica. I mean, it's the best food. Now, I ain't going to lie. The service is not the best.
But that's yardy, though.
That's yard. We can't.
You don't offer customers.
We always like, what do you want? What do you want for? You mean we have plenty? What do you want? Ask me for rice. We have plenty of rice.
Yes. You want gravy?
This is what happened last week. You told me to boil the eggs. I said, but they're not all the way cooked. But I boiled them.
Yeah.
But not for three
minutes. But they want to fight, though.
I want hard-boiled eggs, not soft-boiled eggs. You know, bro.
But, Jamaica, we call them...
Poached? Is that pork?
Like, yeah, like 3 minute egg, them call it.
Yeah. And it was like 55. Really, it was like,
yeah, it's soft and inside.
Soft inside, and the lady was mad. She was
Yeah.
And he was like, well, you told me to boil them, and this is what I did. Like, and we were like, well,
my
no.
version.
But you know, America, you know, we want it all.
Yeah, I was raised on them.
Man, but I'm gonna tell you, but so it is, and the thing is that we do have to learn about each other's cultures.
Yeah.
You know, I have Puerto Rican in me, so yeah. You know, it's kind of a trip that when you see the different cultures come together and stuff like that.
We all like rice and beans.
You know, no. Well, actually, you're right.
Yeah, we do.
Everybody, almost in every culture, there's rice and beans.
That's even what bridges us.
Yeah, yeah.
That's, I know.
I know my Armenian people always got it with the kebab.
Yeah, with the rice and beans.
And kebab.
You know? Don't you think, L.A., we don't have like a culture like the East Coast, like they have Puerto Rican parades?
Yeah, no, well, I've always known
now,
that.
Now, see, I need to come with y'all. You guys didn't know about the Caribbean parade?
I just heard about Carnival.
You heard about Carnival Festival last weekend?
No.
Lupe had her float.
I heard it late. Put it like
you
that.
You guys didn't hear about it?
I heard it after the fact.
It happened.
That's because, no offense, them Trinities.
They didn't want no.
Oh, was the Trini thing?
Well, you know, the Trinities, they take over.
See, I'm in a Jamaican chat line, so if
it, so that's how you found out?
Yeah, because my uncle said we went to this
who
little
Trini. Who won? I wonder who won.
I don't know about winning, but my uncle said we went to a little Trini thing down in L.A.
Because of Trini. Let me tell you, because I'm from, you know, part of my people from the islands. But the Trini, I never knew L.A. had that many Trinis.
There's a lot of Trini out here.
Until you get to the carnival.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and
it's
where
they be hiding.
And then when they have the dance competition with all the different cultures.
Yeah.
Man, when the Trinis get up there, it'd be like 30 people.
Yeah.
Off stage. And you're like, where y'all come from?
I've never been to one.
Well, because you never know that they're Trini. Because
you have to look for the flag, though. Sometimes it's little.
Red and black.
But all Caribbeans are like that, because it's like, I feel like we try to assemble too much to the American culture instead of promote your own culture.
And the only time you ever see Jamaicans, no offense, is when you go to, like, was that Aki, whatever, the Aki place.
Oh, yeah, I heard of Aki. I've heard of Aki. I want to go to We Jamming.
Yeah, We Jamming. Unless you go there, then you guys talk for real.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, you Jamaican.
I
didn't know.
Yeah, sometimes, you're true. That's very true.
Yeah, it's like, you know, but I'll be honest with you, but when you go out in the public, you guys never say, I'm Jamaican. You just say, because it's America, so I'm black.
Yeah, we similar. We try to, you know.
Well, because you got to realize America is the only place that calls itself colors.
Yeah, we used to have a joke about how am I colored when it's cold, you turn this color. When you get sick, you turn this color.
You're blue, you're red.
I got cussed out by this Chinese-looking girl. And I said, you're Chinese. I said, you're Chinese Jamaican. She says, no, I'm just Jamaican. And I said, no, you're a Chinese Jamaican. She said, there's no such thing as a Chinese Jamaican.
You should have called her Cooley.
Well,
actually, she's wrong, because my neighbors were Chinese Jamaican.
And we call them Chin or Mr. Chin.
No, but no, they do that. But no, but when they're Jamaican, no.
No, they consider you straight Jamaican.
Wherever you're born. And they said, and they told me when I was in England, well, that's why you guys are jacked up, because y'all call each other colors. Y'all should realize you're American.
Yeah.
You know, you're American.
Like, yeah. Jamaica is more than, it's a color and a culture. Because there's a community, German community in Jamaica, all white people. And they're yachties. You talk to them like, what? But I don't know how
Bob Marley's dad white?
Yes. Yes, he was.
Yeah,
Look at Bob
Marley was white. His dad was white.
I just thought he was
his
white.
His dad was
wow.
white. His dad was white and rich.
Yeah.
And you want to hear something crazy? His family. His
that's
family.
Why white people like Bob Marley so
no.
much.
No,
because they like he's part of us.
He's the he was just the first reggae artist to cross over, and every dorm room has Bob Marley, Beatles, Led Zeppelin.
Gotta have the staples.
I just think it was because he was about a revolution. He was about culture.
It was the right timing.
It was the right timing for him.
It was the right timing.
Every white person I know love Bob Marley.
Love him.
Be like.
Like, and that's how they approach me. Like, kids, you're Jamaican. I'm like, Naturally, Mystic is your favorite song. I'm like, I'm in a dance hall scene, first of all. I'm more like, put, punch all out. That's me.
You want to hear something? I know I was last week when I did my show, the girl I had a girl named Zia Wilson was singing, and she said, oh, put a little Jamaican flair in. And so I was there, and everyone looks at me, and I said, booyaka, booyaka, booyaka. And they start laughing. I said, you didn't know I could do that, did you? I sing it like that.
It's not bad, though.
Yeah, I was like, it's not bad at all, actually.
I don't want to wait in vain for your love. I don't want, bad. I don't want. I was like, I love that. I love. No offense.
No. None taken.
You know what? I ain't gonna lie.
I'm done.
But you know what? I love you. Because when the Jamaican songs used to come out, Patra and all them.
Roll up them, man.
I know. Think about it. We used to love it.
I love Super Cat. You
know? Super Cat was the Don.
Love.
He was. This is how he just.
And El Honey Rod. Yes, Super Cat. Yes. I want to hear, like, what's your most craziest, funnest, memorable memory of, like, being on tour with him? I just think that's so exciting. I know that's, like, regular shit to you, but I always get so
excited.
What do
you mean?
Like, I was 12 years old, and I love Hammer.
Wow,
he was, like, pumps in the bump when I watched that shit. Like, I'm like, oh, my God. Like, you lived it. You were there.
I'm in that.
You're there. And I'm like, I was 12 watching that shit. And then I meet him later, and I'm like, oh, my God, you're that guy.
One of the funniest things, though, I think, of that part was that with Hammer, yeah, we were all dressed. Like, if you see me, I got braids. I'm looking like Spice
One. Yeah,
that we want, because I'm in the background. I'll sing that. I'm in the background. There's a girl. The funniest part is that when Hammer came out in the
Speedos.
In the boots. And we were like,
pumps in the
pump. And he's like, you all going to get dressed? And we're like, no.
Like, that's Prince's lane.
I'm not putting on Speedos. Gangsters don't wear Speedos.
Because that was his house. And then we got on top of the waterfall and stuff. And the funny
I remember that video.
Remember the waterfall?
You know why I remember that video?
You ever see the other guy that jumps off and jumps in the pool?
I have to know what.
That's Lavelle. That's JB from DRS. Because he went and did it. And he was like, I'm getting in there. I'm getting my skivvies. And he went out. And he's the one that actually jumped off.
I think my aunt loved that video.
That video. Well, I still love that shit.
They tripped on Hammer's thing that they made. We had to make a second video.
I remember them having to do a second video.
Can you imagine? Because
Hammer was doing a lot of popping.
Can you imagine
stuff that goes on now on YouTube? And
you know what I'm saying? Like
Lil Nas got his little thing out now on the Pornhub, whatever you call it.
Look, let me Google
that. Ooh, the country rap?
Yeah, that just came out. You know, Lil Nas. They got, you know, like you heard about and then they got the church boys now,
I haven't heard about the Lil Nas thing.
I'm about to look that up.
Yeah, and then they also got the guys in church that were, you know, having sex.
Church.
If we had YouTube growing up, it would be a lot. It would be crazy. They wouldn't believe it.
But what I'm saying is that, but you didn't, you know.
But
that,
this era is all about here. show me, let's show, let's get to do it for the likes. I want people to see us doing it. Especially when they're doing
post
silly
a picture
shit.
Or it didn't happen. Like, some people be like, it didn't happen if you don't.
We come from an era like, keep your mouth shut, don't.
Well, I ain't gonna lie.
Why are we bringing it up?
I got some stuff out there that probably I shouldn't have done, but.
Of course.
Well, give us one good juicy.
She wants to hear something where you are like,
I want you to regret
a normal human being could not experience this, what I'm experiencing right now.
That's a good way to put it.
Well, okay, so I'm gonna give you this one. This is when I realized that being a star, that people lose their mind off of you just being a celebrity. And not even a big celebrity. They're just that something about when you become a celebrity, people lose their mind.
No, when
people,
you're on that TV
and people,
box.
People do things that you would not, you know, because, you know, the box, I mean, it blew us up.
Yeah.
Like, that video? The box. When you order it?
Yeah.
Is that, yes.
Yeah, I mean, the box. Really,
my mom used to get, I used to get whooped. Yeah. Like,
are you ordering video? Order
and so the wildest thing is we did a show. And I remember this lady came, and she's like, oh, my God. And I ain't gonna lie, back then, you know, you used to, because you wanted to prove that you was a man, I guess. And so you would be like, oh, tell her to come on back here.
Yeah.
Oh, I want her. She's fine. Let me come. And even if you wouldn't do nothing, you wanted everybody else to see. I got this. Yeah, I can.
And then they wish they were that woman.
But this lady said, pick me. This guy is my witness. She said, pick me. If not me, take my daughter. And I always remember that going, I don't believe this broad just said, take her daughter. I mean, and
that is
if not
the
me,
wildest
my
story ever.
Daughter.
And it's not just me. I've seen this with other artists where, you know, they're like, you know.
Because
like
maybe I'm too old for you.
Yeah,
so don't take me.
So don't take me. You know, take her. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. And they like, go on then.
Yeah, well, you know, and then you had
the R. Kelly stuff.
And then after, see, I'm so old that. After Mike Tyson had this thing in Indianapolis, that's when we started having to have the bodyguards IDing people. And
saying,
hey, before you come up, you know, let's do this.
Yeah, make sure who you are, age.
Now, I got one more for you that you guys, you know, you guys knew that. Some people don't know, but I knew Tupac. You know, I'm not one of those people that be like, ooh, I'm new to... But I used to work with Digital Underground. So my cousin is actually the one I reference in Gangsterland, Amir. He was the dancer. So if you ever see the I Get Around...
Round and round.
I mean, Humpty dances. My cousin...
One of my favorite groups, by the way.
Tupac is on one side dancing, and my cousin is the other one on the other side.
Oh, dope.
So he worked with Digital Underground, and he passed away right before we did Gangsterland, so that's why we dedicated it to him. But so the trippy part was that, so I knew Tupac, and the rest of the group really didn't know him, and we went on tour with Tupac. And remember, he was really close with... I got mine, y'all got yours.
Who is that?
It's your. Is it no?
He died. He had diabetes real bad, and he died.
Is it a rapper? Yeah, look, a rapper. I feel like I'm a charade. Who?
I can't think right now. I'm getting older.
Not our guy.
Guru?
No.
Humpty? No.
No.
Not Humpty, but
I have to think about it. But
and he was light skin, fair skin.
And it was like,
where's he from?
And then
LA or East Coast?
He's from the East Coast originally.
Heavy D? No.
We were, Heavy was with us, but we were doing a show and we were in Chicago. We were supposed to go to.
It's still classic.
We were supposed to go to North Bend and we were supposed to go to South Bend, Indiana. And we had to take this little plane. But what happened is when we were taking the plane, it got delayed because. They use these planes with the
propellers. Been on one of those.
And back then we used to carry these big old DAT machines.
Yeah,
it was heavy.
DAT was like this, the big old case thing.
Well, no, but we had the actual machine.
Oh damn,
we was with hammers. We were privileged, so we had the machine.
Just in case they don't have one,
they said we have too much luggage, so we had to take some stuff off in order for us to fly. And we flew over. We were late. We got Breed, MC Breed.
MC Breed.
Wait, hold up. Hold up. MC Breed died. That's me and my sister Afi's favorite dude.
Breed on the microphone. Wow. I saw him perform in Montclair. It was a gang convention.
So check this out. So what happened is Breed and Pac were really close at the time.
I'm stuck. I need and a moment so what of happened silence is, right now.
So we were late. So Pac put Breed in our dressing room and I guess put us... He was gonna take our spot, but we was like, "Wait a minute! We came, we here, we late, but we here." So I knew Pac, and so Pac was in a room like right next door to us, and all of a sudden, the promoter, we had to be almost like gangsters. We walked to the promoter, was like, "Nah, you gonna give us our money?" You know, we truly had started acting gay, DRS.
Oh yeah, because even if you replace me, you still owe me money for coming,
and you got to get him out of our dressing room. So they kicked Breed out the dressing room. Mm-hmm. And then I guess Bree went and told Pac. So when we get there, Pac, all of a sudden we hear this, who the fuck? I heard a cheer flown, you know, somebody mad. And so one of my boys in my group said, hey, ain't that your boy? I said, yeah, I think he's tripping. And so I said, no, it's okay. He just, whatever. So I said, well, I'll go talk to him. So I told him, I said, but let me go. Because I knew Pac.
Yeah.
Pac, you know.
He going to punch y'all in the face.
And Pac used to. Pac, he was.
She's split person. He could go from hot to cold real quick.
One day I'd have to have your interview about Pac. Because Pac was a cool dude. But, you know, Pac, if Pac, you could, if
you believe he was right, he's going to stick to it.
This is a true thing that me and Pac went through one time. I have found out that the sky is not blue.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a reflection off of the water.
Water, yeah.
The water. And I tried to tell Pac that one time. And Pac was like, man, you don't know what you're talking about. He was mad. And I said, I'm serious. The sky is not blue. The sky is clear.
Yeah.
It's that there's a reflection off. It's blue because
it just blew my mind right now. And I'm drunk. I can't take it.
The water that goes back up. And so so what happened is I go to the door. And his bodyguard comes to the door. And he says, what you want? I said, oh, tell him, dude. This dude's from DRS. I just want to talk to him real quick. And he closes the door. And I guess he tells Pac, hey, your boy is here. And so Pac comes to the door, and right when that happened, before he comes to the door, my boys come out the room, and they come behind me, and I'm like, what are y'all doing?
Y'all making it look like I need...
Are we making sure you're okay?
No,
so
I don't need
Pac
that.
So Pac gets back to the door, think about it, he just thinks it's just me.
Yeah.
It's all the DRS
behind. It's a group of niggas behind.
So when Pac, he was like, what's this? I mean, he got a little upset.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, no, Pac, they just walked out the building. They just walked over.
Yeah, it's just bad timing.
It was bad, very bad timing. And so what happened is Pac, after that, I ain't gonna lie, Pac wouldn't speak to me. So when we, after the concert, we go back to the hotel and it was a really good concert. And I said, man, so we get on hotel and Pac's on there. And I'm thinking that, you know, he's cool with me still. And I start trying to talk to him. And Pac had his security surround him and he just stood in the elevator and went like this. and didn't and wouldn't speak to me.
Won't even acknowledge you.
Wouldn't even.
He's a true Gemini for reals, then.
He wouldn't acknowledge me. But the funny part was that I wish Money was on here. When Money and them did
I Get Around.
They were up in like Calabasas or something, like they were doing the video up there. And I remember I talked to Mun, and so I told Mun, I said, "Oh man, I wish I could go to this video. Where you at? You out here in L.A.? Come on through." And I said, "Well, no, you know, Pac mad at me."
He ain't feeling
and
me,
so
man.
He goes, "I ain't mad at you. He just asked where was you at." And I was
he
like,
"He just asked
like,
where was I at?"
And he was like, "Yeah." He was like, "Where Deuce at? Tell Deuce go to." And it was
you just ignored me in
but
the
no,
elevator.
No, 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 no. That was years. That
yeah.
was years
oh,
later.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it was just that. It was just funny that. You know, because I ain't going to lie, I stayed out of his way because I figured, well, he's still pissed at me about that incident.
Yeah.
And, I don't want no problem with Pop.
Especially if you got a security and he icing you out like that. You're like, he's feeling
more,
some way.
Well, we did two more shows with him. And those shows, he really didn't. I mean, and then I found out that there were certain members in my group that he really didn't care for.
So yeah, so that triggered it, too.
That triggered it. So I just didn't know.
Yeah, I could see that in Pop. Because everybody who said they had problems with Pop would be like, 1 minute we cool.
like Snoop Dogg. If you heard Snoop's story about him when he had some incident in Vegas and then they boarded a private jet and then the same thing, like the bodyguards told Snoop, like, Pac's not feeling you right now. Like he came to give him a pound and then he did the same thing to Snoop, like, not gonna look at you.
Yeah, he didn't.
And he sat in the back, like, what the fuck?
He sat just like this. He sat in the elevator and he just looked at the wall and the guards were like this and he just looked at the wall like this. And I was like, Pac, I said, it's a good show.
That hurts
like,
even more. Like, so you're going to not like, acknowledge him there.
But, I mean, but, you know, people are human. We're fallible.
Yeah, we are. And that's what people got to understand. We got faults and, you know, people make mistakes. I don't hold grudges no more with people. I can't.
And look, that Snoop story, he was saying that was the last time he saw Tupac.
See, that's tough. See, that's why you don't want
to
leave shit like that out in the air.
Yeah, he said he went to give him a pound. Pac ignored him on the plane. They were coming back from Vegas or going to Vegas or whatever. Yeah, it was going to Vegas, obviously. And then, yeah, he did that. So he was like, I went and sat in my seat like, fuck it. Like, you know, maybe we'll make up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
And then that happened.
But what I was so glad is that 1 month. Oh, now he's to come on through. And I was like, what? And like, for real. Like, so it's like, oh, he forgot about all that. But then. I wasn't with the group no more. You know, it probably was like.
Yeah, that's probably was it too. He was like.
He ain't with them no more. You know what I'm saying? Because we did get a lot of fun.
Because we know our boy Pac has been able to hold grudges with people for so.
Wait, so we got 4 more minutes? Oh, I hate that it's only like less than an hour.
This is the worst feeling right here.
So do your thing. What's your share your information.
Yeah, how could people reach you next show?
Follow me on Instagram-y stuff.
Right now, we're rebuilding my stuff again, but you can get me on Instagram on DRS_GangstaLean.
Yeah.
And it's going to say Deuce. Then you can get me on Facebook, which is Lamar, LamarLubin. You can get me LamarLubin@yahoo.com.
Email me.
I'm sorry. LamarLubin@gmail. I'm sorry. Gmail.com.
Step up in the future.
LamarLubin@gmail.com. My DRS, my page is not up right now. You can, if you want to get in touch with me, my artist e-card is kind of, you know, I got to redo it because.
I thought it was excellent. Cut it out.
No, but I have to finish the bot because I don't have the same publicist anymore.
So we got to redo that. Yeah.
Mark, can you do me a favor? Can you just say hi to Irene for me, please? My cousin.
Hey, Irene, what's going on?
Why Irene didn't call? She could have called up here. Tell her to call real quick and say.
You know, a lot of people in their cars listening to us, too.
Oh,
and
yeah.
There's, and it's the going.
And they don't know who I am. And they're like, we don't know who this nigga is.
Well, no.
Yes,
you know what people do for our show? They go home and listen, smoke one, drink one with their mates. And they be in bed like, oh, they crazy.
Yeah.
We don't. People day. Don't call. They don't live it up. They don't live
it up. So we got Compton Pride July 6th and then July 19th. Are we going to this event? Because we say we're going to go to stuff and we
it's
don't.
It's a Friday. Yeah.
And they got Jamaican food, so
I'm going.
I know you're gonna be there.
Let's
they got
go.
Liquor. They
we'll get a there. We'll get a car through loyalty.
Yes, darling. We're
come on
come
through.
Fancy,
I mean,
fancy. So July 19th, Friday, Brownstone, LA, and they can go to Brownstone, LA on Pico.com for more information. I've already checked it out for you. So I'm so excited. Thank you so much, Lamar, for coming down.
Thank you. I was just lost. You could keep talking to her. I was just
seriously,
lost.
No,
but I really, I appreciate, you know what?
And we I didn't got
know,
2 more minutes.
I didn't
you
know that
go?
You were doing this, and I appreciate, I really do appreciate you guys.
Come back on the show.
And let me do this. You know, I was like, when she told me, I was like, huh? You got a radio show? Like, You know,
Facebook
like,
be hating.
We're in iTunes now. Google Podcasts. Next stop is iHeart.
Yes, available on Android and
what do you mean? What do you mean Facebook? Oh. What do you mean?
What do you mean Facebook?
Thing? No, so you didn't see my rants for the last 3 days?
Oh, yeah,
yesterday
but
I got emotional.
Now, the trippy part is that she's a Cancer and I'm a Cancer leader.
Yeah, so he
and
gets.
And so I give her a lot. So when she goes off, I be thinking, sometimes we be in sick.
You know what they do though, Lamar?
And I go, dang, I was just thinking
you
that
know
too.
What they do? They go tell our station owner.
Yeah, I've been getting in trouble on Facebook. Comments that I leave on
they
other
go,
people's
they tell
stuff,
our station owner.
Yeah.
Well, I should love that because that means more people.
Sam's cool. Yeah. Hey, this has been Wasted on Wednesday. Damn. We have to go.
Hey, you know what? If you guys don't mind, I would love to come back and share some stories.
I want to hear some stories.
Yeah, it'll be story time. Thank you for coming with Tina and I. I'm Cassie. That's
Lamar Lubin, a.k.a.
Lamar
Jose.
Deuce Lubin, yes. Come see me. If you guys aren't doing nothing, it's free at Compton College. I know some people are tripping going, oh my God, it's going to be a pride. Is it going to be safe?
It's safe.
The police are there. They got the city is on lock that whole day. It's going to be nice. They're going to have carnival rides, everything there.
And food.
150 vendors. So you get food. You got entertainment. Breezy. She just performed at BET. She'll be there.
Oh, Breezy's going to be
Breezy's the She's the closer. She's the headliner. Breezy's the headliner.
She's in a Netflix movie I just
thank
watched.
You. We love you. Spark one if you got one.
Ew, thank you.
Oh.
You fucked it up again.
You're listening to Wasted on Wednesday with Casey Gale and Tina Lorraine only on LA Talk Radio.